Hi, this is Lloyd Davis again, still at UK Bar Camp. UK Government Bar Camp. And just still reflecting on this morning's session I ran on cloud culture. And the big takeaway for me, I think, is that yes, we're very interested in how cloud computing affects culture in terms of the sheer scale of what is likely to happen in the next period, and the fact that at the moment there are all sorts of issues over ownership of infrastructure and ownership of copyright and freedom to share that still need to be resolved and will only be exacerbated by the introduction of these kind of cloud services and large-scale digitization projects like Google Books. But what we're also struggling with, it seems to me, is that we still haven't really come to terms with questions about digitization, the loss, if that's the right word, of analog forms of cultural artifacts. But also the effects of the internet and the networked economy. A lot of the conversations today, we kept realizing that we weren't talking about particular effects of the cloud. We were talking about the effects of the net, and the ability to digitize, and the ability of individuals to digitize material and to publish it to a wide audience, or just simply to publish it quickly and easily. A lot of the responses to that are around, for example, we started, there was a little discussion about how the conflict between people having shorter attention spans and liking to snack on bits of whatever, bits of content, for want of a better word, but also people still craving mass experiences. Football attendance not going down, people still going to the cinema, wanting to do these big social things together. At the same time as seemingly, or at least as far as much mass media is concerned, people wanting to have things quickly and in short, snappy, bite-sized chunks. There was also an interesting discussion about co-ownership and co-creation around how hashtags arise in particularly around television viewing. So this phenomenon recently of it happens a lot around Formula One, people watching a race together and commenting on each other's comments while the whole thing is going on. So it's a shared experience. And what came out of that as well was this thing of personal individual memory and how important it is to record things for us. So I think overall what you can see is it's a mess and there's an awful lot in here that goes beyond the question of the ownership of infrastructure and what we need to do to preserve people's rights to share, but also to access things. An awful lot of stuff that needs talking through and explaining and understanding and thinking about. And so that's what we're going to continue to do. I'm not going to waffle on any more about this, but for those who are interested, Charlie Leadbeater has written a pamphlet which is going to be published on the 8th of February. Watch my tweet stream to see more about that. Cheers.